Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Supreme Court hearing on Election Commission's special intensive revision of electoral rolls underway, says exercise is logical but questions its timing in its observations. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasizes loan recovery by non-banking financial companies must be conducted in fair and respectful manner, underlines financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation. ED books 29 celebrities, including Vijay Devarakonda, Prakash Raj and Rana Raghupathi, for endorsing betting apps. Met Department issues orange alert for heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbh for next 2 days. Heavy rain brings Gurugram to standstill. And in cricket, India and hosts England to clash in third test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's this afternoon. The Supreme Court today observed that revision of electoral rolls by the Election Commission in Bihar is within the mandate of the Constitution, but has questioned the timing of the Special Intensive Revision SIR. The court has asked why the exercise is being connected to the Bihar Assembly elections and why it cannot be done for the whole country, irrespective of the elections. A bench of Justice Sudhanshu Dhulia and Justice Joymalia Bagchi has remarked that the poll body should have acted earlier on the matter if it was to check citizenship. The petitioners have raised questions on the Commission's exclusion of Aadhaar card from the list of documents in the SIR. The poll body argued that the citizenship needs to be checked for being a voter in India and Aadhaar cannot be used as proof of citizenship. On this, the court remarked that the electoral body should have acted earlier if it was to check citizenship under the exercise. The Apex Court also added that the issue of citizenship is within the domain of the Ministry of Home Affairs. On Monday, the top court had agreed to urgently list the batch of pleas against the Commission's special intensive revision in Bihar. Several petitions have been filed before the court claiming that if the poll body order on SIR is not set aside, it can arbitrarily and without due process disenfranchise lakhs of voters from electing their representatives. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has highlighted that the loan recovery practices of non-banking financial companies, NBFCs, must be conducted in a fair, empathetic and respectful manner, as well as strictly aligning with the RBI's Fair Practices Code. She stated this while addressing the NBFC Symposium 2025 in New Delhi. The minister said that financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation.
Financial inclusion cannot be used as a pretext for financial exploitation. Lending should be based on genuine needs and repayment capacity of the customers. Loans should not be aggressively marketed or pushed. These messages are going to be seriously taken because that's what is going to be the underlying strength of NBFCs in the years to come.
The minister also underscored the need for NBFCs to integrate governance, risk management and customer protection as part of their core beliefs and ethics. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a money laundering case against 29 actors, influencers and YouTubers for allegedly promoting illegal betting applications. Such an act violates the Public Gambling Act. Film actors Vijay Devarakonda, Rana Raghupathi, Prakash Raj, Nidhi Agarwal and Pranita Subhash are among those who have been booked by the ED. The probe under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act has been taken up based on 5 FIRs filed in Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
The Enforcement Directorate took up the case after a complainant alleged a loss of over 3 crore rupees after being influenced by YouTube adverts featuring these personalities. Besides film personalities, media personalities and digital creators like Harsha Sai, Banni Sunny Yadav, Tasty Cheja and the YouTube channel Local Boy Nani, Kiran Gowd and the management teams behind the betting platforms have also been named. Some of the promotions were reportedly disguised as entertainment or social services, drawing public ire and triggering police complaints from individuals who claimed to have suffered financial losses. The individuals named in the case are expected to be summoned by the police shortly for questioning. Suresh Dharmapuri, Hyderabad.
The ED is conducting searches at five places in Bengaluru in connection with allegations of undisclosed foreign assets held by Karnataka MLA S.N. Subbareddy and his family members. The searches cover the residents and business entities of the accused as well as key associates. The allegations pertain to undisclosed foreign assets, including bank balances in foreign accounts, investment in vehicles and immovable properties in countries, including Malaysia, Hong Kong and Germany. The death toll in the collapse of a bridge over a river in Gujarat's Vadodara district has gone up to 12, with the recovery of three more bodies. Several vehicles plunged into the Mahisagar River after a portion of the four-decade-old bridge collapsed near Gambhira village of Padra town yesterday. Rescue operation is still continuing at the incident site. The district administration is constantly monitoring the rescue operations. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an inquiry into the incident. A fresh batch of over 7,300 pilgrims left the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu this morning for the Kashmir Valley on their pilgrimage to the Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 284 vehicles. Meanwhile, with nearly 17,000 pilgrims paying obeisance at the Amarnath Shrine in the South Kashmir Himalayas yesterday, the total number of pilgrims having darshan at the holy cave this year has gone up to 1,28,000. The 27th Eastern Zonal Council meeting, chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah, began today in Ranchi. The meeting aims to focus upon development initiatives taken by the centre for the eastern part of the country, comprising the four states of Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha and West Bengal. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manji and Deputy CM Parvati Parida, Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and State Minister Vijay Chaudhary are attending the meeting. Earlier, Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren welcomed the dignitaries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after his successful five-nation tour to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. During the last leg of his visit, India and Namibia signed two MOUs in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the setting up of the Entrepreneurship Development Centre in Namibia and cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Three major announcements were also made during the visit on launching the digital payment system in Namibia later this year and entry of Namibia to the global initiatives led by INDA, the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure and Global Biofuel Alliance. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates, round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbh for the next 2 days. The weather agency also issued an orange alert for rainfall in Delhi and adjoining NCR region and Punjab for the next 24 hours. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist R.K. Jenamani has informed that heavy rainfall will continue over northwest India, including the western Himalayan states.
Heavy rainfall continuing over northwest India, including western Himalayan states, covering Punjab, Haryana, West Uttar Pradesh, and also Himachal Pradesh. If we talk about the Delhi national capital, the highest was over Gurgaon, and for other part of northwest India, Jammu Kashmir, Jammu region has reported rain up to 170 millimeter, Karnataka, Sirmur reported 1 millimeter, very heavy rainfall, and also Punjab and Haryana reported more than 120 to 160 millimeter. MDR issued orange color warning for Punjab, Haryana, including the NCR Delhi, during next 24 hours, today for 10th July till 11th July morning.
We bring you more from our correspondent.
Several parts of Delhi NCR have witnessed moderate to heavy rainfall this morning, making the weather more pleasant. Heavy rainfall resulted in waterlogging and affected traffic movements in several areas of the national capital, including ITO, Dhaula Kuwa, Nehru Place, Nagloi and Mundaka. So far, Delhi has received 16.67 mm rainfall, while Gurugram recorded 133 mm rainfall. With Saklayan Akhtar, Priya Mondal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Heavy rains have triggered floods across the Vidarbha region of Maharashtra. The state government is closely monitoring the situation.
An orange alert has been issued for heavy rainfall in Nagpur district today. Train services were disrupted yesterday due to waterlogging at Nagpur railway station. In Gadchiroli district, around 17 national, state and other roads have been closed because of flooding. Gondia district has been experiencing incessant rainfall for the past 4 days. The government has initiated rescue and relief operations. Himangi Kulkarni with Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
Monsoon continues to affect Himachal Pradesh, significantly impacting normal life. Intermittent rainfall has been occurring since last night in most parts of the state, including the capital Shimla. In the past 24 hours, the highest rainfall was recorded in Dhola Kuan of Sirmaur district at 168 millimetres, followed by 120 millimetres in Bilaspur district. The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall across most parts of the state today.
Moderate to heavy rainfall continues intermittently across Himachal Pradesh today. Water was released again this morning from the Giri Jaton Dam in Sirmaur district after last night's discharge. This has further increased the water levels in rivers and streams in the region, with the Giri River flowing in spate. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, since June 20th, rain-related incidents have claimed 85 lives, with 34 people reported missing and 129 injured. In addition, 433 houses have been completely destroyed due to landslides and heavy rains. 204 roads, including one national highway, are currently closed across the state. The Meteorological Center in Shimla has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in most parts of the state today. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Brazilian President Lula da Silva has rejected any form of foreign control in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement to impose a 50% tariff on goods made in Brazil. Unveiling the plan in his latest tariff letter, Trump has accused Brazil of attacks on U.S. tech companies and of conducting a witch hunt against former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who is facing prosecution over his alleged role in a plot to overturn the 2022 election. Underlining Brazil's sovereignty, President Lula da Silva responded by saying that they will not accept any form of tutelage. He further added that judicial proceedings against those involved in the coup fall exclusively under Brazil's jurisdiction and are not subject to any external interference. In Test cricket, India and hosts England will clash in the third test of the five-match Anderson-Tendulkar Trophy series at Lord's this afternoon. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time, with Jasprit Bumrah poised to return for this test after he was rested in Birmingham. India's bowling lineup appears significantly bolstered. Speaking ahead of the match in a press briefing in London, vice-captain Rishabh Pant said it is going to be a good contest as Jofra Archer is coming back after a long break.
Personally, whenever I step on the field, I always enjoy my cricket and try to give my 200%. Not particularly about any individual, just being on the field. Yes, it's going to be a good contest always, because he's also coming back after a long break.
In Wimbledon tennis, Novak Djokovic won a testing battle against Flavio Cobolli to reach a record 14th Wimbledon semi-final of the men's singles. Domestic equity markets slipped in early trade today, weighed down by weak global cues and investor caution ahead of the anticipated US-India trade deal. The BSE Sensex fell over 290 points to 83,243, while the Nifty 50 declined 94 points or 0.37% to 25,383 in forenoon trade. IT stocks led the decline, with Tata Consultancy Services coming under pressure ahead of its quarterly earnings. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Supreme Court hearing on Election Commission's special intensive revision of electoral rolls underway. Apex Court says exercise is logical but questions its timing in its observations. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasizes loan recovery by non-banking financial companies must be conducted in fair and respectful manner, underlines financial inclusion cannot be used as pretext for financial exploitation. ED books 29 celebrities, including Vijay Devarakonda, Prakash Raj and Rana Dagubati, for endorsing betting apps. Met Department issues orange alert for heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and Vidarbh for next 2 days. And in cricket, India hosts England to clash in third test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.